兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
天父，我们来到你面前，我们把我们的心交在你自己的手里。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We give you our heart.
你让我们把在世界上的一切的重担都暂时的放下来。
And set aside the burdens of this world.
其实我们可以把它放在你的身上。
Actually, we can put it upon you.
因为你担当了我们的重担。
Because you have been carrying our yoke.
你告诉我们。你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻省的。
You told us that your yoke is light and the burden is carried.
你要我们学你的样子。
You want us to learn from you.
这样我们就能够享受你赐给我们的安息。
So that we may find joy in your peace.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把下面时间都仰望在你的手中。
We place our time into your hands.
我们仍然用一个心灵和诚实的心来敬拜你。
We are going to worship you in peace and in our spirit.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你们有圣经的话，我们刚才念过了哈，请你们打开到马太福音第五章十七节到二十节。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses. 17 to 21.
我们继续讲主耶稣的登山宝训啊。
We're still talking about the Sermon on the Mount.
那么在这里有一个转捩点啊。
Just a turning point here.
那么从十七节开始一直到第四十八节，主耶稣是谈到律法的问题。
From verses 17 to 48, the Lord is talking about the law.
主耶稣在这里。他要让我们看见神在旧约里面借着耶利米先知所预言的事情。
Jesus is using this through the prophet Jeremiah prophecy.
等一下我们会看到这个地方。
We're going to be seeing this point.
所以我们今天呢，我们仍然要想，我的题目是说，我们应当尊重神的律法。
My title is that we need to respect the law.
我们在基督徒当中。常常有的时候，我不知道你们大概也经历到哈，弟兄姐妹在一起的时候会讨论一个问题。
I'm sure you have experienced this when brothers and sisters together, you're going to be discussing some issues.
通常是因为我们，也许是犯了罪了，或者是有些事情我们做不到的。
Maybe it's because we have sinned or certain things that we cannot accomplish.
那我们对守，我们就开始问说，我们需不需要守旧约的律法
？So we ask ourselves, do we have to obey the commandments in the Old Testament.
基督徒中间对于守律法、旧约的律法有不同的见解哈。
The different interpretation of how Christians should follow the Old Testament.
在华人的基督徒当中，常常我们会听到这样子的讨论哈。
In most Chinese churches, most of the opinions would be this.
那么第一种呢，他就说现在我们是新约时代了。
Some said that now we're in the age of the New Testament.
那么旧约的律法已经不再适用在我们身上了。
So、the Old Testament commandments are no more applicable.
那第二种呢，就是说旧约里面关于献祭的律法，我们不需要再去守了。
And the second opinion is that some of the more tougher ones we do not need to follow.
所以我们来到圣殿里面，来到神面前敬拜，我们不需要带鸡啊，不是鸡哈、啊，带牛啊，带羊啊。
So when we come to worship, we don't have to bring our goats and our cattle.
因为主耶稣已经为我们成全了这件事情。
Because Jesus Christ has already fulfilled all this.
然后他就说，其他的律法还是要守。
But the other kind of commandments we have to follow.
那么当你在问他什么样的律法，哪些律法我们需要守呢
？So then when you ask them what kind of commandments should we follow,
他也讲不上来。
And then they cannot tell you.
那么第三种呢，就是说旧约的律法是对犹太人颁布的。
And the third opinion is that the commandments are for the Jews.
那么是那些犹太人他们需要遵守。
And only the Jews have to follow those commandments.
所以有的人就说，那犹太人他如果信了主了，他还是要继续要守旧约的律法。
So then the question is, the Jews have accepted the Lord. Do they need to obey the Old Testament?
那么我们这些信主的非犹太的基督徒怎么办呢？那么他们认为这个旧约的律法跟我们没有关系了。
And they said there's no relationship between the Old Testament commandments and us.
这些说法，我们如果 对于刚才所念的经文还有一点印象的话，
if we still remember the scripture that we have just read,
好像跟主耶稣讲的是不太一样的。
And seems like it's not so similar to what the Christ has taught us.
我们再读一次马太福音第五章十七节到二十节。
Let us read Matthew 5:17-20 again.
我们慢慢的读，去看主耶稣讲的话。
Let's read slowly so that we can think about what Jesus was teaching.
好，我们来读。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。那么跟刚才我们所听到的三种不同的见解是不是不一样？
Isn't this different from the three opinions that I've decided?
所以听起来好像，如果我们告诉人家说，哦，你不需要去守旧约的律法
了，
看起来好像耶稣就说，啊，这个不对的啊。
It seems like the Lord said, ah, this is not right.
所以我们今天我们真的是要来思想这件事情。
So today we are going to be thinking about this issue.
首先一开始我们从第十七节看见他说默想。
So, in the verse 17, it says that we need to think.
就是，其实它的原意就是说，不应该这么想。
Actually, what this says is, do not think.
而且这个是这一段经文里面唯一的一个命令句子。
Actually, this is an imperative verse.
所以它告诉我们说。你不应该这么想的。
It says you do not think like this.
或者是说你连想都不要想这件事情。
And actually saying that you should not even think about it.
什么事情就是下面他所讲的，他说你们连想都不要想，我来是要废掉律法和先知。
So what you should not think about is that I am not here to abolish the commandments of the prophets.
其实这一句话是很重的。
So this is a very heavy verse.
所以它是也是一个命令。
This is an imperative, it's a command.
所以主耶稣来不是要废掉律法。
So Jesus did not come to abolish the law.
也不是要废掉先知。
And it is not to abolish the prophets.
而是要成全。
But it's to fulfill them.
主耶稣他说了两次，我来，他说了两次我来。
He said twice, I am here.
那我们要想想他从哪里来。
So where did he come from?
他从天上来。
He came from heaven.
他从神那里来的。
He came from God.
所以他知道在旧约里面的律法到底是什么。
So he knows what the old commandment, in the old testament.
因为我们从四福音里面我们就看见当法利赛人在追问他的时候，他很快就可以讲出来了。
So we know that in the gospel, when the Pharisees were challenging him, he can have very clear answers.
然后从二十一节，就是在第五章二十一节一直到第48-47节，他在这里就是把以色列人他们所了解的旧约的律法重新再解释了。
So in verses 21-48, actually he has re-clarified all the concerns from the Old Testament.
他是照着神的心意来解释这个律法。
He explained it according to God's will.
因为神在耶利米书里面他曾经这样子预言过。
Because in Jeremiah's prophecy he did say this.
他说他到了时候他要把律法放在人的心里面。
He's going to put the commandments in people's heart.
不再像他们出埃及的时候摩西所颁布的律法是在外面的。
It is not cast in stone like what during the time of the Moses.
所以当你继续看下去的时候他都提到跟我们的心有关系的。
So as you continue to read, it's connected to our heart.
跟我们的心态有关系。
It is our mindset.
然后他你看他就讲他说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说对不对然后他到了后面他又说你们听见有话说
And Ezekiel, you have heard from the old.
然后本来是在行为上面的
It used to be on your actions.
主耶稣把它变成我们的心的问题。
But God translated that into the challenge of our heart.
我们的心态的问题。
Our mindset.
我们的心思意念的问题。
Our thoughts.
那么犹太人、以色列人，他们过去一直都是看到外面的。
In the past, the Jews, all they do is look at the outside.
所以主耶稣他说他来不是要废掉律法和先知，他来是要成全。
So Jesus said, I'm not here to abolish, I'm here to fulfill.
那么律法和先知到底是什么呢？
So what is the law?
我们看一下路加福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章二十九节开始。
Start with verse 29.
在这里主耶稣也讲了一个故事哈。
Lord Jesus told a story.
那么有的人认为这个地方是预言。
And some people think that this is a prophecy.
但是有的人认为这个地方呢是真实的事情。
And some think that it was really happened.
然后我们看一下从二十九节开始，我念给你们听啊。亚伯拉罕说他们有摩西和律先知的话可以听从，他说我主亚伯拉罕呢、啊？不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去的，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。在这里他接着亚伯拉罕告诉他有先知、律法和先知所说的。
In this verse, they use Abraham to show what the prophet has said.
亚伯拉罕是一个信心之父，对不对？
Abraham is the father of faith, right?
为什么他在这里要提到律法和先知呢？
So why would the father of faith be talking about the law?
然后我们再翻到路加福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
第二十七节，我们看一下主耶稣他自己告诉我们律法和先知到底是在讲什么。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 27.
就是这个故事我们都很熟悉的哈。
We're very familiar with the story.
就是主耶稣他复活之后，他往以马忤斯有两个门徒往以马忤斯的路上，然后主耶稣就向他们显现。
And this is the story when Christ appeared to two disciples.
他们不明白。在耶路撒冷发生的这些事情，就是主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，然后放在坟墓里面，然后三天以后从死里复活。所以主耶稣就告诉他们，主耶稣就从摩西和众先知起，把经上所指着他自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
So here it says that Jesus explained to them what was told about him in prophecy in the Old Testament.
所以旧约里面的律法、旧约里面的先知所讲的，都是指着耶稣来的。
The prophecy from the Old Testament are all pointed to Christ.
讲到耶稣受害时所发生的事情，这些通通都要实现。
It talks about Jesus' suffering, and everything will be fulfilled.
所以他告诉他们，他说你们连想都不可以想，我来了不是要把律法废掉。
So he said, don't even think about it, that I am here to abolish the law.
那么我们从十八节我们就可以看出来，主耶稣又再一次的强调这件事情。
And verses 18, again, Jesus was emphasizing at this point.
他说我实在告诉你们。
And he said, I tell you the truth.
主耶稣每次讲到我实在告诉你们的时候，
When Jesus said, I tell you the truth,
他的意思是叫我们把耳朵竖起来听他讲。
He said, really need to pay attention.
因为是很重要的事情。
It's a very important.
所以他说就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
He says there, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of the pen.
他的意思就是整个的律法
the entire law,
全部都要成全
everything set by the law will be fulfilled.
都要因为主耶稣而成全了。
It will be fulfilled because Jesus came.
那我们下面要想一下耶稣怎么成全这个律法。
So now we'll talk about how did Jesus fulfill this law.
有三方面我们可以看。
There's three aspects.
第一个方面就是他成全了律法。
the bird if he fulfills the law.
或者是说他成全了律法的要求。
Or he fulfills the requirements of the law.
我们很多时候，当我们谈到旧约里面的律法的时候
，When many times we talk about the law of the Old Testament，
我们好一点的话，我们大概就会了解，就会知道十诫里面所讲的事情。
The thing I'm thinking about is the Ten Commandments.
但是很多时候，十诫里面所讲的事情，我们也讲得不太清楚。
And sometimes even the Ten Commandments were not so clear.
那么更别提在十诫以外旧约里面。特别是摩西五经里面所讲的律法，我们很多时候都不知道的。
So I'm not going to mention any law outside of the Ten Commandments. Most of us do not know.
因为我们很多时候，我们觉得那几本书很不容易看的。
So we feel the five books in the Old Testament, first five books are very difficult to study.
我们不太熟悉的。
We're not familiar with it.
所以我自己这么多年在教会里面。我就发现弟兄姐妹，我们常常碰到一个问题，就是看圣经通常就看到出埃及就后面就没有了。
So from my many years with the church, I know that many people do not study beyond the book of Exodus.
那么当我们讲到利未记的时候，讲到民数记的时候，讲到生命记的时候，很多弟兄姐妹就说：“哇，那个地方根本看不懂。”
So we talk about numbers, the Leviticus, Deuteronomy, we don't understand things.
但是如果说我们从新约里面主耶稣讲的话的话，我们就应该知道那几本书是很重要的。
But yet, when if we are familiar with the New Testament, we know from Jesus those books are important.
所以主耶稣他成全了律法的要求。
So the requirements of the law.
第二个，他在很多细节上面，他也没有犯罪。
And in many other details, he did not sin.
无论是在律法上面
Whether it's in the law,
或者是说每日生活所行出来的事情上面 我们比方说从圣经里面看到法利赛人指控耶稣他说你犯了安息日
And you can see from the Bible the Pharisees that you have violated the Sabbath day
因为他在安息日让人病好了
Because he healed people on the Sabbath day
但是他告诉他们他没有犯安息日
And Jesus said, I did not offend the day of the Sabbath.
第三个就是他成全了神对罪的处罚的要求。
And the third thing that Jesus fulfilled is how God would treat the sinfulness.
因为他自己是没有罪的。
Because he was sinless.
我们刚才讲说他成全了律法的要求。
He fulfilled the requirements of the law.
他在生活当中他所有的律法的细节他都没有犯。
He had fulfilled the details of the law.
我们常常现在已经九月了，对不对？
It's already September now, right?
这个下一个节日是什么？
So when is the next holiday?
好 ，Labor Day 已经过了，对不对？下一个节日是什么？ Thanksgiving, OK, 然后再下一个节日呢？圣诞节，对不对？圣诞节马上又要到了。
Christmas is about to come again.
我自己常常会想啊，我就在想说，主耶稣为什么要选择约瑟和玛利亚？
So some kind of thing. Why was Joseph and Mary be chosen?
圣经上说约瑟是一个义人。
And the Bible says Joseph was a righteous man.
玛利亚是非常敬畏神的。
And Mary was God-fearing.
他为什么要把主耶稣让他在玛利亚身上从圣灵怀孕，然后生下来，然后？由约瑟和玛利亚来教养他。
So why would Jesus be given in birth by Mary, and that Joseph be the worthy father, the parent thing was done by Joseph and Mary?
我常常在想，如果他选择你或者是我的话。
So sometimes think, what if God has selected us, you or me?
也许我们一忙了之后，我们就不去了。
So once we get busy, maybe we won't do a thing.
所以主耶稣也不会没有办法去。会堂里面。
So maybe at that time, Jesus won't have a chance to go to the temples.
他选择了约瑟和玛利亚，所以约瑟和玛利亚就是照着圣经上的教导来把耶稣养大。
Because he selected Joseph and Mary because they followed the law to raise Jesus.
所以你知道主耶稣在他小的时候，虽然他不知道，所以他第八天受割礼，对不对？还有这些洁净的礼，都是。让他没有犯神的律法。
So even though when he was young, He was in an environment that he would not violate the laws in the Old Testament.
所以当他最后的时候，在希伯来书第九章二十二节那边就告诉我们，他说按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。主用他自己的生命，主用他自己的血，满足了神对于犯罪的要求。
So that is why in the book of Hebrews explains how Jesus used his precious blood to fulfill God's requirements, how he sins can be forgiven.
这让我们看见主耶稣他怎么成全这些律法和先知所说的事情。
So that you can see how Jesus has fulfilled the prophecy from the Old Testament.
那么下面我们要想一下，对不对？那么主成全的这些律法和那么对我们这些信靠他的人是什么意思？
So let's think about it. So Jesus fulfilled the law. What is the benefit to us?
那我们基督徒是不是这些，就是说我们相信了主耶稣，那么他成全了这些律法，跟我有什么关系？
So that we believe in Jesus, he fulfilled the law. So what impact does it have on me?
我们看一下罗马书第八章第一节到第四节。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
第一节到第四节
1-4.
我念给你们听了。
I will read it to you.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。在这里主耶稣 他成全了律法。
Here Jesus has fulfilled the law.
对于我们这些相信他的人，依靠他的人，也因着他，我们在神的眼里面，我们也成全了律法。
So that those of us that believe in him,We have also through the Jesus fulfilled the law.
所以神不会再用这些律法来定我们的罪。
So God no longer use the law to judge us.
他说律法的义成就在我们这些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
It is the law, the power that will follow us to our salvation.
这就应验了耶利米先知他指着这些将要成就的事情所说的话。
So this has fulfilled what Jeremiah's prophecy was all about.
所以在耶利米书第三十一章那边告诉我们。
So in Jeremiah
第三十一章第三十三节跟三十四节。
Chapter 31, verses 33.
在这地方我念给你们听啊，耶和华说：那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。第三十四节，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说：“你该认识耶和华。”因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。这个地方的预言，这个地方所先知所预言的，就是指着耶稣基督所要做的事情。
All this in Jeremiah prophesying what Jesus would fulfill.
我们信了主耶稣之后
，So after we believe in Jesus Christ,
圣灵住在我们里面
，The Holy Spirit resides in us,
使我们与主联合
，So that we can be in union with Jesus.
他成全了律法。
He fulfilled the law.
他借着永远的灵，将他自己的无瑕、没有瑕疵、没有犯罪的身体，完完全全的献给神。
So he has sacrificed with his whole pure body to God.
所以神看我们也是义的。
So that God can see us also as righteous.
那么更重要的就是圣灵住在我们里面了。
The most important thing is also that the Holy Spirit is now residing in us.
我们因着信主耶稣，所有律法上对罪的要求、对罪的审判，通通都已经成全了。
Because we have Jesus, that the judgment and that will be against us has also been fulfilled.
所以我们就符合了进入天国的条件。
So that we have met the requirements how we can enter heaven.
这就是神为我们所做的事情。
This is what God has accomplished for us.
接下去我们看第十九节到二十节。马太福音第五章十九节在这里他讲，他说所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条又教训人这样做，他在天国里要称为最小，但无论何人遵行这诫命又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。在这里主耶稣告诉我们，我们不可以轻看诫命中的任何一条。
So here in verse 19 says, if you broke the least of the commandments, you will be beaten in heaven. Just a reminder that we should not violate any minor things in the law.
雅各书里面告诉我们说，他说你只要犯了一条，你就是犯了所有的重条的律法。
In the book of Genesis says, if you have violated one thing, you have violated all the law.
但是法利赛人他们最大的问题是什么？
So what is the biggest problem facing Pharisees at that time?
我为什么会提到法利赛人？因为第二十节他说，因为我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
The reason why I talk about the Pharisees is because in verse 20 it says, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you will not enter heaven.
在这里其实就告诉我们说，法利赛人的义是不能够让他们进天国的。
So here it says that even as righteous as the Pharisees are, they cannot enter heaven.
法利赛人他们的问题是什么？
So what are their problems?
我们常常以为法利赛人，我们就是说，哦，他是假冒为善的。
So we all usually think of them as hypocrites.
说的也对。
You are right.
但是法利赛人呢，在这里他让我们看见，其实法利赛人在他们的心里面，他们解释律法的时候，他们是照着他们的想法来解释神的律法。
But during that time, when Pharisees were following the law, it's based upon their own interpretation of what they should do.
所以马太福音主耶稣在这里就告诉他们，他说你们是用你们自己的传统，用你们自己的习惯来解释神的律法。
So he was reminded that you use your own tradition and your culture to explain what law is all about.
所以这些法利赛人他们认为这个律法里面有大有小。
So the Pharisees have interpreted some laws are more important than others.
有的人他们认为很大的你绝对不可以犯的。
So certain laws you better not violate.
有的人他们认为是很小的，所以犯了就过去了吧。
So if there's a minor one, if you offended it, maybe you'll be overlooked.
所以他们才会问主耶稣，诫命中最大的一条是什么？
This was why they asked Jesus, what is the most important commandment?
因为他们很想要守这个律法，然后他们希望知道那个最重要的律法是什么，然后我们去守了之后就会讨神的喜欢。
Because they want to fulfill the most important laws so that they can get God to love them.
主耶稣在这里告诉他们，任何的律法你都不可以轻看。
But yet Jesus said you cannot overlook at the least of the commandments.
我们看一下马可福音第十二章。
Turn to the book of Mark, chapter 12.
马可福音第十二章，我们从二十八节看起。
Mark 12, verses
二十八节，我们看，我念给你们听啊。有一个文士来听见他们的辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好。就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？哪一条是最大的啊？最重要的 ？OK， 你告诉我们哪一条是最重要的？所以我把那一条做到了之后，其他的我就可以不必去管了。所以接下去耶稣就回答他们说，第一要紧呢，就是说以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说要爱人如己。再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。在这里主耶稣就告诉他们什么是最大的诫命。
So here, Jesus answered them when they were asking what is the most important commandment. The largest one is that you must love your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul.
其实这些法利赛人他们有一个很会做的一件事情，他们就是随随便便的解释神的话，其实他们就是把神的话怎么样废弃了。
Actually, the way they would interpret this law is through their convenience and very subtly. So actually, they are trying to abolish the law.
他们废弃了律法，就是废弃了 设立律法的神。
So when they abolish the law, then they have abolished God that wrote the law.
因为神颁布的律法就是代表他自己。
Because God's law represents God.
所以主耶稣接下去二十节的时候，他又强调这件事情。
So in verse 20, Jesus emphasized this point.
我自己觉得主耶稣讲的这一段经文，马太福音第五章这一段经文，他不是要人守律法。
Jesus is not saying here that you have to follow the law.
所以他在第二十节的时候，他说：“你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
Here he says that if your righteousness does not surpass that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么法利赛人的义是什么义呢
？So what is the righteousness of the Pharisees?
在新约里面有一个人是最。我觉得他是最有权威的，去让我们了解旧约里面的律法的意思哈。
There is one authority in the New Testament that helps us understand the meaning of the Old Testament.
我的意思是说，除了耶稣之外哈。
Besides Jesus.
那就是保罗。
That would be Apostle Paul.
因为保罗他自己是一个追求律法的人。
Because Apostle Paul is a follower of the law.
因为他就告诉我们，他说。为什么犹太人他们得不到神的义，是因为他们追求他们自己的义。
That's because the Pharisees were chasing their own righteousness and not the righteousness of heaven.
他们只注重外面的行为。
They are only paying attention to external matters.
他是注重外面的律法守到了之后就可以了。
They're just doing on their actions.
他们是以为他们自己是善，他们以为他们自己可以达到神的标准。
They feel that they themselves would be, are good, that they can meet the requirements of God.
因为他们心里面没有改变。
Because they have not repented their heart.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们在管教小孩的事上，你们是怎么管教法。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you're teaching your children.
我们中间也有很多年轻人哈。
We have many young people here.
你知道，当我们管教小孩的时候，其实这应该是一个秘密啊。我们做父母的一个下手间啊，怎么样管理我们的儿女，是不是啊
？So it's important that the parents we have our responsibility to how to teach our children.
你知道，我们如果只注重他的行为的改变
，If we're just paying attention to how they change their
我们的目标只是改变他的行为的话
，We're just changing their actions.
我告诉你，你只能造成他的反叛。
You will create their rebellious heart.
因为圣经上不是这样子教导的。
Because that's not how the Bible taught us.
圣经上教导我们是要先要改变他的心思意念。
We have to change their mindset and their heart.
我们每一个人在神的面前都是一样的。
We are all the same in front of God.
我们很多时候我们想要改变我们自己。
We want to change ourselves.
我们只改变我们的行为。
We just want to change our actions.
所以我们经常是失败的。
So we fail most of the time.
我们没有办法成功的。
Because we cannot succeed.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们的心思意念不改变的话，
If our mindset and heart does not change,
我们的行为是没有办法改变的。
We cannot, it's impossible to change our actions.
所以保罗他告诉我们，他说我们的心要被神的光照。
So what the apostle says that our heart has to be
因为我们的心原来是黑暗的。
Because our heart is dark.
不管是我们大人也好，小孩也好，都是一样的。
No matter whether we're adults or children, we're all the same.
我们需要的是神的真理来改变我们的心思意念。
We need God to change our heart.
你心思意念改变了之后，你的行为才会改变。
Once our heart and mindset have been changed, then our action will change.
因为撒旦知道这件事情。
Then they because Satan knows this.
在哥林多后书那边告诉我们说，他说这个人被世界上的神弄瞎了心眼。
In 2 Corinthians says that the prince of the world has blinded us.
所以我们不知道真理是什么。
So we do not know what the truth is.
我们也不认识神。
And we do not know God.
我们对神的事情都是一无所知。
We know nothing about what God intends.
所以我们想要改变我们自己的时候，我们就想说我的行为改变就行了。
So what we want to change ourselves is that we just change some of our actions.
我告诉你，撒旦他在那边知道你一定会失败。
But Satan knows that you will fail.
他不是把你的行为弄坏了，他是把你的心思意念弄坏了，所以你的行为就跟着出来的。
So he actually is working on our heart, so that our action will follow our heart.
就因为管教小孩也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, the way we teach our children is the same.
你如果你管教小孩的目的就是要改变他的行为的话。
If you want to discipline your children just to change your actions,
你不会成功的。
You will not be successful.
为什么小孩子会叛逆？
Your party children can be rebellious.
这是圣经上的教导。
This is the Bible's teaching.
法利赛人就一样的事情，他们 只希望看见他们的外面改变。
Pharisees also just want to see the changes on the outside.
他们里面没有被洁净。
But the inside they have not been cleansed.
另外一方面，他们只遵守部分的律法。
And partially because they only follow partial law.
圣经上告诉我们说，他们可以把薄荷、茴香、芹菜，通通献上十分之一。
They can offer certain things for 10%.
但是他们却不守公义。
But yet they do not follow.
他们却不施怜悯。
They do not have mercy.
他们也不信实。
And they do not have faith.
另外他们也是以自我为中心的，他们以自我为满足的，所以在很多事情上就显出他们的骄傲，他们看不起别人。有姐妹，我们真的是要很小心啊。有时候我们基督徒给人家的印象就是这个样子。
Many times that the people's impression of Christians are.
我们觉得我们比人家好。
We feel like we're better than others.
但是我们的行为让人家看不出来我们有什么地方比他好的。
But yet our actions do not show how really we're better than they are.
就像我们今天在领圣餐的时候，我们读的那一段经文。
Just like what we have read when we were having Lord's Supper.
那个法利赛人他站在圣殿里面祷告。
The Pharisees was praying in the temple.
他很得意啊。
He was very proud of himself.
他觉得他自己又一个礼拜进食两次。
He said he fasted twice a week.
然后他十分之一他都奉献上了。
And he was tithing.
他说他也不像这个法利赛这个税吏一样。那么我们在圣经里面我们也看到当主耶稣呼召门徒立位就是马太的时候。
And when Jesus was calling his disciples, and he was calling Levi.
他是个税吏。
And he was a tax collector.
他跟随了主他跟随了主之后他就把他的朋友都找来请耶稣跟他们一起吃饭。
Matthew became Jesus' disciple, and he invited many sinners to have dinner with Jesus.
那圣经上告诉我们说，他那些朋友啊，要不然就是税吏，要不然就是罪人。
So the Bible says all his friends were sinners or tax collectors.
所以法利赛人的反应是什么呢
？So what did the Pharisees say?
法利赛人的反应就是说，就告诉他的门徒，他说：“哇，你看呐、啊，你的耶稣啊，你的夫子啊。”还跟这些人搞在一堆。
So that this Pharisee said to the disciples, "Look at your rabbi; he is mixing himself with those sinners."
所以说有一次在一个法利赛人家吃饭。
One day when Jesus was having
有一个女人犯了许多的罪。
And there was a woman that had committed many sins.
他就到耶稣面前，想要用香膏来抹她。
And she came to Jesus to touch him with perfume.
请他吃饭那个法利赛人。就心里面暗暗的说。
So the host that hosted the dinner said it secretly.
他说这个人如果是先知的话。
If Jesus was a prophet.
他应该知道这个女人是什么样的一个女人。
He should know what kind of woman this is.
他居然还让他把香膏涂在他的身上。
And yet he let her pour perfume.
就是放在他的脚上面。
Put her on his feet.
这就是法利赛人。
This is Pharisees.
他们看不起别人
they look down at people,
因为他们自我为中心的
because they are self-centered.
他们外面看起来是干净的
the outside they look like they are clean.
但是里面是脏的
but inside they are dirty.
就像主耶稣在马太福音二十三章里面论断他们的
This is what Jesus has rebuked them with.
他们想要靠着他们自己来得到义
they want to depend on themselves to be righteous.
但是 所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，主耶稣告诉他们，我们的义一定要超过他们的义。
This is what Jesus said, and that your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees.
他的意思就是说，你不能靠守律法而被称为义。
So basically, Jesus saying that you cannot obey the law and be called righteous.
因为那是死路一条。
Because that will lead you to death.
圣经上告诉我们说，字句啊是叫人死。
And that because that will lead you to death.
只有精义圣灵是叫人活。
It is the spirit in of the law that makes you live.
只有神给的义，我们才能够进入神的国。
Only the righteousness from God that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是信靠主耶稣得到的义。
So it's through the believing of Christ, the righteousness that came from that.
才能有永生。
So that we can have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，最后我们要想的一个问题。我们信了主的人，我们怎么样对待旧约的律法？
So the last question is how our us as believers to deal with the Old Testament law.
我们要回到马太福音第二十二章三十六到四十节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew 22.
好，我们从三十六节开始啊，我念给你们听啊。他说。从三十五节啊，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？”看到没有啊？耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，而且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”接下去在第四十节，他说：“这两条诫命是律法和先知。”一切道理的总纲，所有的律法和先知的道理，通通都挂在这个爱的上面。
So, the Pharisees asked him, "What is the greatest commandment?" Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And he added to that in verse 39 that also the love the neighbor as yourself. The whole essence of the law is summarized in those love.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，每一条旧约里面的律法，不论是献祭物也好，不论是奉献也好，不论是对你的邻舍也好，不论是对你的朋友也好，都是跟什么有关？都是出于爱神和爱人。
So whatever the law pertains to, whether sacrificing or offering or whatever action, it's the heart, the essence of a heart.Has to be love, loving God and loving man.
没有爱神的心，人是不会去遵守神的律法的。
If you do not love God, people would not follow the law.
不爱耶稣基督，这是主耶稣讲的。他说，不爱耶稣基督，不爱他的人，他就不会听从他的话。
The Bible says that if you do not love God, God will not listen to your words.
保罗在罗马书第十三章，他就举了一些例子，让我们看见我们每天的生活当中所碰到的事情。
In Romans chapter 13, Apostle Paul cited a few examples for our daily life.
我们看一下罗马书第十三章。
So Romans chapter 13.
那么罗马书第十三章这边开始，他就告诉我们说，我们要顺服在上掌权的。
And said that we have to obey those who are in authority.
然后接下去他就告诉我们说要不要交税，要不要付税啊？
And then that you will be paying taxes.
那么该交的就应该交。
And said that those that should be paid, you should pay.
不要想办法逃税。
Do not try to not pay your tax.
接下去他就在第八节第十节他告诉我们说凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全的律法。
So verse 8 to 10 is summarized in verse 10. God does no harm to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以我们在每天的生活当中，弟兄姐妹，我们要怎么样看待旧约的律法？
So brothers and sisters, in our daily life, how should we understand the Old Testament?
不是你要去守什么样的律法,
it's not that how you obey the law.
乃是你要先有一个爱神的心,
but first you have to have the love of God.
你要爱人的心,
you have to love people.
凡事都要按着爱人的道理来行,
everything you do, you go by your love for your neighbors.
凡事都要随从圣灵的带领,
and everything you follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
要顺从圣灵,
and to be obedient to the Spirit.
我们信了主之后, 神已经把他的律法借着圣灵放在我们的心里了。
Through the Holy Spirit, after we have believed in Christ, is imprinted in our heart.
你要让圣灵管理你每天的生活。
You have to let the Holy Spirit guide us. And
你要让圣灵管理你的心态。
And you have to let the Holy Spirit control our minds.
你要让圣灵管理你所说的话。
And you have the Holy Spirit guide us in with our words.
你要让圣灵管理你的行为。
And you have to have the Holy Spirit lead us in our actions.
这就是保罗所在以弗所书第5章18节所说的，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡啊，因为一个人醉了酒之后就被酒控制了。
So it also reminded us that we should not be controlled by other elements.
但是他说要被圣灵充满。
It has to be filled with the Spirit.
因为让圣灵来管理你的每一天的生活。
The Holy Spirit can govern our daily life.
我觉得那个地方就是圣灵充满的真正的意义。
And that was the key the importance of what it means by being filled by the Spirit.
主已经成全了律法。
Jesus has fulfilled the law.
在神看来，你也一样。
And Jesus looks at you, you are the same.
你也是已经因着他，所以你在神的面前，你也是已经成全了律法。
And through Jesus Christ, you have also fulfilled the law.
那么义就成就在你的身上了。
The righteousness is in you.
所以你在神的面前就是被称为义的了。
So in front of God, you can be regarded as righteous.
神又差遣圣灵进到我们里面。
So Jesus sent the Holy Spirit inside us.
这就是耶利米说的，他把神把他的律法放在我们的心里。
So this is what the prophet Jeremiah said, they put the law inside our heart.
所以我们只要有了圣灵，我们每一个人都可以认识这位神。
So if we have the Holy Spirit, then we will know God.
所以我们要听从圣灵。
So we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
要让圣灵管理。
That the Holy Spirit guide us.
凡事都要按着爱人的道理去行。
Everything we do have to follow the love of our neighbors.
如果你这样子做,
if you do this,
你就是尊重神的律法。
Then you have followed God's law.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你借着你自己独生的爱子所成就的事情，
through your only begotten son,
让我们不是脱离了律法，
it's not that we have escaped the law,
而是我们进到了圣灵的律里面，
but we have entered the law through the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵来管理我们，
so the Holy Spirit can govern us.
我们谢谢你，
we thank you.
我们感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray with thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.